Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Ann Holly Tierney. Dr. Holly Tierney is an Assistant Residency Director for Clear Pathways of Excellence and Associate Professor in the Department of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine. She also directs the college's Geriatric Fellowship, is Director of the Geriatric Residence Curriculum, instructs medical students and residents and cares for patients in the Family Medicine and Geriatrics Clinics at the University Medical Center, which the college operates. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Holly Tierney.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic is the new Alzheimer's drug, Leqembi. Tell us a little bit about Leqembi. What is that?
Well, Leqembi is a medication that is actually has the potential to actually try to slow down Alzheimer's. It's one of the first medications that's been approved for the treatment of Alzheimer's in probably over 20 or 25 years. So it's relatively exciting because of the fact that we haven't had anything new in a while that can try to battle this disease. And it works by targeting certain proteins in the brain, trying to kind of scavenge them or clear them up so that the progression of the disease is slowed down somewhat.
And tell us a little bit about what is Alzheimer's and what are some of the symptoms that we can look out for?
Oh, sure. Alzheimer's is actually the most common of what we call the dementias. So one of the most common dementias or pathologic memory loss conditions. The signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's is usually a what we almost call a backwards forgetting, people not being able to remember immediate recall, things that they might have seen yesterday. Also, people might become a little bit more paranoid, a little bit more frustrated as they're not able to do their usual tasks. As the disease progresses, you wind up forgetting things further back, things from years ago as opposed to days or weeks ago. And then it is a progressive disease that is also considered a terminal disease. And so as people are forgetting different things, they're able to lose their what we call their activities of daily living, kind of the things, you know, walking, eating, dressing, things like that, that are kind of the things that you need to do to get through your day.
And why is this drug so important? Is it like a game changer when it comes to Alzheimer's? Why is this drug so important?
We'd like it to be a game changer. We're not sure yet. That's one thing about it. Most of the medications that we have to treat Alzheimer's are more of a symptomatic type thing, a Band-Aid, if you will. So the medications that are on the market, which are Aricept, Exelon, Namenda, things like that, they are basically trying to ramp up the body's neurotransmitters to try to improve the existing memory. What Leqembi is designed to do is to try to break down the deposits around the nerves in the brain to try to clear it up. So you actually try to slow down the progression of the disease. That being said, the medication has been released relatively early in its investigative pathway. So the people who are taking the medication are supposed to be reported back on so we can see whether or not the medication is efficacious in actually doing what it's set out to do.
And with any type of medication, there are risks. Tell us a little bit about the risks with this drug.
Yeah, some of the risks are in identifying the people who are most eligible to take it, because Leqembi and some of the other medications in the class that are being studied right now, they work best on patients who either have what we call mild cognitive impairment, so like a precursor to Alzheimer's disease, or very mild Alzheimer's disease themselves. And also, you have to have that protein that's blocking up the neurons in your brain, in order to have it be efficacious. So one of the things that is a bit of a process for this medication is the screening process itself. You have to make sure that you have those proteins. You have to have multiple MRI scans to check the progression of the disease and the deposits. Also, some of the side effects of the medication itself, it is an infusion medication, so you have to get it through an IV infusion, and you can have some reactions to the infusion itself. Or sometimes a small subset of people might have bleeding in their brain or brain swelling. And that's one of the reasons why they do the frequent MRIs, to keep an eye out for that.
And will it be covered by Medicare insurance? How much does it cost?
Oh, so right now, the out-of-pocket cost is about $26,000 for a course of treatment. That's if you're paying for it right out of pocket. Now, that is just for the medication, and that doesn't count all the MRI scans and any kind of other testing that you might need to have to monitor that. That being said, Medicare is covering it. You might need a prior approval or a prior authorization to get it covered. And most of the people who are going to be getting it covered would be people who are enrolled in different trials so they can be monitoring the drug's efficacy. But it is kind of expensive coming directly out of your pocket.
And how can you get it? Can you just tell your doctor you want it, or is there a test you have to take?
Both. If you tell your doctor that you're interested in it, what he or she will probably do is refer you to either a neurologist or a memory care specialist. What they'll do is they'll probably do the memory screening to make sure, like I said, that you have what we call the mild cognitive impairment or the mild Alzheimer's, because if you are moderate or severe, then it's not going to be as efficacious for you. And then they would probably work on getting you into either a trial, or I know that UAB right now is offering the medication, but you have to, again, go through the pretty strict screening, infusion, and monitoring process. So if you wanted to get the ball rolling on that, you would ask your primary care provider for a referral to either neurology or to a memory care specialist.
And about how many people are impacted by Alzheimer's?
Oh, a lot. I cannot remember off the top of my head, but it's in the millions. One of the things that's going to especially impact that is the fact that as the baby boomer generation continues to grow older, a very large number of people are going to be developing Alzheimer's. So I think it's something where I'm kind of guessing at the number here. I believe it's like 2 to 3 million now, but it's going to increase to like the five and a half million in the next few years, just because of that large population increase.
And now, how is this drug different from the other Alzheimer's drug? There's one more that's on the market, or are there more?
The ones that they are studying right now are all kind of in the same group. I think the one that you're thinking of is aducanumab or Aduhelm. That's one that was previously on the market in June of 2021. However, it was under the same investigational approval that Leqembi is, and the manufacturers decided they didn't have enough robust data to recommend for it, given its side effects, which are similar to the ones of Leqembi. The other medications we have right now, unfortunately, don't have. They're the ones I was talking about before, the Aricept, Namenda, Exelon. They're the ones that help stabilize memory. They don't necessarily do anything to try to slow down the course of the disease.
And for our viewers here, it's available in Birmingham, correct?
It is available in Birmingham. There are some neurologists here in town who are working on getting it available in Tuscaloosa. However, what they're trying to do is to make sure that the monitoring pathway is as streamlined and as safe as possible. So it's on a to be determined kind of basis in Tuscaloosa.
Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so off the top of my head.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Holly Tierney, for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.